good morning. It's Tuesday and it is another blessed and amazing day. Always look forward to Tuesdays around here. You know how we do. On Tuesdays, I get excited, you know, because Tuesdays means it's time for She Speaks. And She Speaks means we get to get the story or the journey of another amazing St. Lucian woman who's just out there doing her thing and probably don't even realize that she's been inspiring others, you know. So this sort of organic people who are just being naturally doing what they do and being able to highlight them and say, okay, that might be regular to you, but this is really inspiring me over here, you know, and letting them know that. I think this is amazing. And this morning we've got one such woman who is, let me tell you, she represents that to the T. When I went through that bio and I saw, oh, and I met her once, I think, and her personality is just amazing. And I thought this woman was born for this. You know, she was just born to be happy and make people happy. And, you know, I'm very, very honored to have her this morning. So what I am going to do, I'm going to take a word from our sponsors, the Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need, and Court St. Lucia. And we're going to come back down and we're going to have a chat with our awesome, amazing guest, Tyler Albert, this morning. I'm looking forward to that so much. And that's the first time, let me just put that out. That's the first time I am going on and everybody is messaging me beforehand and saying, oh, they're giving me a little insight on Tyler. Oh, my Compre days. And oh, Tyler is a whole mood. And, you know, I'm getting so many of these messages. So a lot of people I know are tuned in because of your energy. And I want to start that conversation. Let's take a word from our sponsors.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia for every solution. Building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia for every solution. Step up the way, always there for you, serving you and me. The St. Lucian way, we like family, always there for you, helping you and me. B-O-S-L, Luce for me. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every St. Lucian.
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
See the world and let the world see you with the best brands on eyewear from Quartz Optical. Come in today and get free eye exams, free blue block, and up to 20% off frame and lens purchases. Need sunglasses? With any purchase, get up to 80% off your sunglasses. Plus, with Ready Finance, you can shop today and pay $0 for 30 days. Visit us today at Quartz Marisol Complex, Blue Coral Mall in Castries, and Chitoli Building in Beanfield Via 4, or call us at 457-8100 or visit us online at www.quartzoptical.com. Quartz Optical, value you can see. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome. Look at that beauty. Oh my God. She's flawless, ain't it? Tala, how are you?
Don't make me blush.
Girl, blush me.
I gotta warn you. Don't make me cry and don't make me blush today, okay?
I want everything today. I want everything. I want it all. We want the drama. I want everything that goes with Tala. If I can get it to cry,
God.
I want to cry. If I can get, I just want everything today. I want the authentic Tala. I need that. I've heard so much about it.
She's always there, so don't even worry about that.
All right, wonderful. Ooh. How are you, darling? How are you?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I just have to say, I am blessed and highly favored, and I'm great.
Wonderful.
By the grace of God.
Wonderful.
I just got to put that out
there. Right. Well, we're about to.
I am good. How are you, my love?
I am good, you know. I am good. I am good. I am good.
Beautiful.
I know. Your makeup is flawless. Gosh, girl.
Oh, thank you.
Damn, you are the best indeed, ain't it? You know, the next time you come through, you got to touch me up, you know. We're going to get to that in a while. But you know what?
Okay.
This beautiful personality, this big, overpowering personality that persons got to know of. Where did this all start? Let's take it back to childhood. Was that always there?
Listen, it was always there. My daughter, it's so interesting because a couple weeks ago, my daughter called me on the phone because she was by her grandmother and she says, Mommy, I found your primary report card and your Castries comprehensive report book. And I'm like, what? Because my mom, that's my mom's keepsake. And she says, Mommy, you used to talk a lot in class.
So it's just always been there.
That has always been there from stage one to when I left St. Lucia in form four, in form three, yes, it was always talent talks too much. She's very talented, very good, but talent talks too much.
But what was it like in the household growing up? Because, you know, back then, you know, to have a little feisty one in the house and being the lady and the guys are maybe more laid back, you know, you probably would have, did they try to culture you or try to shower you down in a bit?
Listen, from day one, I think from my mom's womb, when I jumped out, I was like, yo, I'm here. So my mom used to always, you know, they always used to say, my God, you anafe, you woman,
yes,
oh
yes.
My God. Like, I got all the, she is just too much. What am we going to do with this little girl? And I remember my mom always had this thing she said. She said, is it your name that's too big for you? Is it your name? Is your name too much for you? Wow. And I never met anyone with my name. So I said to her, that's y'all doing. That's not mine. So, you know, I grew up never hearing of a Tala before. So if anything comes of that, that's on you guys.
Wow.
So, yes.
But at any time, did you grapple with what was expected of you and who you were as a person? Because you were not like every other child. And at some point in time would have stood out. And as a child, you probably didn't understand it then. It was just who you were. Did you ever fall into where you were battling with yourself mentally as to what is accepted?
I think I had a really hard battle all through my childhood up until I had a very hard battle because all I heard was I was too much.
Yeah.
I was like, no matter what setting I was in, you know, and the thing about me is I don't know how to dumb myself down. So it's like I could never be inauthentic in any situation. I am who I am. That's it. I don't know who to be this person.
Right.
You're trying to tell me I should be. I have always just been me. And I tried. There were times I remember just trying, like, who's this? What? How? Why? Mm-hmm. But you know what? I always remained 1,000% me, which was not always sometimes great, but right now at 38 years old, I enjoy I love the fact that I authentically remained myself throughout the years. And
you've owned yourself.
I couldn't do something. I owned myself.
You owned yourself.
I did that from very
early. We want to talk about that journey and definitely because, listen, so many people are out there not living their authentic self. Because they were told they were supposed to fit into a certain thing, and you overpowered that, and that's a brilliant thing, and it should be encouraged, you know. And I would like to share that a little later on. But let's take a word from our partners, and then we'll come back and we'll get into some more of Tala.
Sure.
Wonderful.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even for difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength.
I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
See the world and let the world see you with the best brands on eyewear from Quartz Optical. Come in today and get to see you with the best brands on eyewear from Quartz Optical. Come in today and get free eye exams, free blue block, and up to 20% off frame and lens purchases. Need sunglasses? With any purchase, get up to 80% off your sunglasses. Plus, with Ready Finance, you can shop today and pay $0 for 30 days. Visit us today at Quartz Marisol Complex, Blue Coral Mall in Castries, and Chitoli Building in Beanfield Via 4. Or call us at 457-8100. Or visit us online at www.quartzoptical.com. Quartz Optical, value you can see. Terms and conditions apply.
And And if you're just joining us on Radio Caribbean International, whether it's via our feed or via the Facebook Live, we are, this is She Speaks, and our lovely guest today is Tala Albert, and we are happy to have her on board. Now, Tala, let's talk about your career path. Well, that was something, okay, Now, Tala, let's talk about your career path. Well, that was something, okay, you knew from then I was just different. You were trying to figure out where do I fit into that difference, because not something I could do anything about, you know. They're trying to get me to be somebody, and each time I check myself, I fall back into this person. That's what I know, and it's not something that I plan. Yeah. It's just what is. So how do I deal with that? How do I get past that? And how did you get over it? When did you get over it, rather? And how? When did you start owning yourself?
Maybe too young. So as a teenager, like it really happened as a teenager. Like it really happened. Like I never, to be honest with you, I just always was true to myself. I always did what I wanted to do. As a teenager, that was problematic. But as an adult, when I left high school, I remember, like, case in point, I remember moving to the United States and I'm going to be an actress. And I come from a very, very family that holds its education and the traditional roles, like, you know, careers like lawyer, doctor, nurse, to high esteem. So when my dad, you know, like, you know, I remember having that conversation with my dad, because my mom is like, anything you want to do, I will support you. Mm-hmm. But my dad, who is like the one who funds the dream, said to me, listen, if you're not going to go to school to do X, Y, and Z, this acting thing, what acting? What are you talking about? What mad you? So I was like, okay, so we're not going to do that? All right. So I did what was comfortable. I love children with a passion. And I decided to be a nanny, because I was like, you know what, if you're not going to fund me to go to college, I'm going to do something I love, because I'm never going to put my heart and soul and my hands into anything that I'm not 100% into.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not doing that. I mean, because I need to have fun and I need to enjoy, and because life is there to enjoy. And I don't believe in that culture of, oh my God, work, you know, this daunting feeling of, you know, going to a job. You know, I feel like the saying is really true. If you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Absolutely.
And so because I was not going to, because my dad was like, okay, whatever. I was like, all right, I'll be a nanny. I'm going to love that because I love children. Right. And I went into nannying, and I literally had some of the best years of really solidifying who I was in that career. By working for some amazing people and learning, you know, about the world, you know, coming from the Caribbean and then having to work with these people who were so, you know, great in their careers. Like I worked for Isaiah Washington, the actor. I worked for Mos Def, the rapper.
Yeah, I'm looking at Washington. The bio. You did quite a number of, you even played a role in some theater production as well.
So learning about that, I that's when I was like, yes, I love this, because what? I'm getting paid to have fun with children and care for them. I'm getting paid to do this? Are you kidding me? So yes, 13 years I did as a nanny, because it was just getting paid to do something
that you
fun
loved.
And loving and happy.
What was happening, what was happening in the background while being a nanny? Because you seem to have always had that passion for aesthetics and fashion, and you were into that. So was it something budding in the background there that you knew you wanted to dabble into? Or it was just something, a passion that you was just, what was it?
So I fell in love with makeup from an early age. My mother bust my tail a lot for taking her lipstick and using lipstick as my shadow, blush. That one lipstick was doing everything, and I would get a good whooping. Okay? Right. I never in my life said I wanted to be a makeup artist. I was just in love with makeup, because I used to go to Barbados as a little girl to my grandma's house, and I have an aunt who was all in Barbados, there's a term they call glamour girl.
Right.
She was the epitome of a glamour girl. So she would make us go into her closet and do, you know, put her makeup on and everything. And that's how I fell in love with makeup.
Right.
But I never said to myself I wanted to be a makeup artist. However, as a nanny, whenever I would get paid, or not even get paid, to be honest, like whenever I'm taking the child from the park or doing something, there's a MAC store literally like on every corner in the different neighborhoods.
Right.
And I would walk into the MAC store, and I would just speak, you know, my little outgoing stuff. I would speak to all the artists and while they're purchasing products. And literally sometimes I would be there. They would know the child that I'm caring for by name because I would be in the store so much, okay? And I remember being a teenager when I get my little allowance, I would go inside of MAC. Literally, it would be sun up, and I would get it, and I would come out, and the sun would go down, literally.
Whoa.
And... yes. And all that time, I never thought I wanted to be a makeup artist. I just loved makeup, you know? And I think the extreme situation was one time my apartment building was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And my best friend and I were in it. And the next door, it was an apartment next door, it was on fire. And I just finished perming my hair, water, everything in my hair. And my friend's like, let's go. We got to evacuate the building. And I'm like, wait, let me put on my foundation. You don't know the news will be on top.
Okay. At that point, you realized it was serious.
At that point, I was like, wait a minute. And then I started getting a lot of compliments from the makeup artist himself inside of MAC. Because, I mean, that's like a huge thing. You go into a store and they say, wait a minute. Are you a makeup artist? Do you do makeup?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, did I? And then that's how it all started. And then I started just like touching all my friends' faces and annoying them. And then, so it's one thing to get the compliment for yourself, but it's another thing after you do it for someone else, then people compliment their stuff. I'm like, wait a minute, I might be onto something here.
Yeah.
And that's how I started saying, you know what, I'm not aspiring, I am. So I stopped using the terminology aspiring makeup artist.
Right,
saying,
you are a makeup artist because you have worked alongside some top models. You've had the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
So when these things started to roll on in, when you started to get these kind of engagement, how did you receive them?
You know, it's so crazy because you have no idea. Sometimes you're thinking stuff is going downhill. Meanwhile, that's all setting you up for you to go up. So it has always played out like that. It has always been a situation where, for instance, I would say, okay, I'm done with this. I'm going. Bye. Like, MAC, goodbye. And then, you know, I would get a call like, hey, so what are you doing? We really need to do X, Y, and Z. I'm like, huh? Me? Because sometimes you don't get the recognition for your work, or you don't get it, you know? But when it comes to that time where maybe they need someone that they could trust and depend on, and you get these referrals, then you say, oh my goodness. You know, because we're all human. We're all human. We're hoping that our work touches people. We hope that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But these are the moments that solidify that. So for me, that's how it's always, it always kind of plays out. And I love it. I get used to it now because I'm just like, you know what? It's the lesson, it's the process, and you can't cheat the process in life, you know?
Wonderful. Well, you have gained quite a number of experiences over the years as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, yes, you're a brilliant makeup artist, but I also I get the sense that you don't want to just be remembered as a makeup artist. Like you seem to want to share that craft, that being evident in you were one of the first persons to hold, was it a makeup conference? One of those here in St. Lucia, isn't it?
Yes. So, my thing is, you are being blessed to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
If any time you get the gift and you don't share the gift, honey, you're cursing yourself. That is my motto in life, right?
Yeah.
Get the gift and you don't share the gift, honey, you're cursing yourself. That is my motto in life, right?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to share your gifts and talents with the world. That's why you got it, you know? So when I started owning me as a makeup artist and understanding, hey, this is a God-given talent.
Yeah.
The first place I always want to take care of is home. I don't care where I am in the world. The first place I will always take care of is home. Wherever home is, for whatever reason, I will always take care of home. So I remember always looking at the Carnival Queen And I'm like, oh my goodness, they're so beautiful. But who does their makeup? That was early. That was years ago. Not now, because you know, St. Lucia, you guys got it.
Oh, they got it now, innit?
But back then, oh no, they got it. Listen, St. Lucia is phenomenal. Has some beautiful women doing some beautiful things. Mm-hmm. So back then, I always used to say to myself, why are we not? I would see Miss Jamaica on the stage, or, you know, or Miss Trinidad and Tobago in their preliminaries or in their local, carnival queen shows, and they're just stunning.
Exactly.
And they're ready to compete on the world stage when it comes to the physical beauty.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, what can I do? What can I do? So I decided what I learned and what I knew, skills that I acquired here from some really good artists. I was like, I am going back home and I'm sharing that.
Right.
Hopefully someone could be inspired. Hopefully, you know, because you guys have access to the product.
Yeah.
So if you just have product knowledge, or you know the why behind what you're doing, then the sky is just the beginning and not even the limit. Trust me. So that was my motto. So I was like, I'm going to say, Lucia, I'm going to share this with whoever, whatever. Like, let's do it. You're part of this. Let's go. You're not getting left out in this beauty movement. No. So I decided to do it. And everybody thought I was crazy. They was like, oh, St. Lucia's don't do that. I'm like, you don't understand. St. Lucia's will do anything. Anytime you give them a good product, the product has to be good.
Mm-hmm.
If the product isn't good, they're not going to support. So if you give them a good product and something that they could utilize, because my whole purpose was for women to understand, you could create your own path, your own lucrative income. You don't have to sit down and wait for a government or a bank or someone to give you a job. You got that God-given talent, or you could acquire the skills and talent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I was just like, let's go. We're doing it. And I remember I was just like, I'm only going to print 35 tickets. And they were like, oh, that's a lot. And I remember a week before I went down, the guy said to me, no, you got to print some more tickets because I'm all sold out. And I was just like, wow. And I give, you know, God all the praise for that, because when God whispered that into my ear, and I thought I was good, you know, you know, that was just confirmation that I made a right decision. And I remember going into that show that day, and people were at the door after I printed more tickets. And they were sold out before I went down to St. Lucia. And when I got there on the day of the show, there were people at the door willing to pay a little more, even on the side. And, and that was just a beautiful thing. They trusted me and we had fun. And now I love the fact that, oh my God, some of these women sat in my class.
I think
it was
an opening.
Phenomenal career.
It was like a groundbreaker. And then all of a sudden, women started to see what you wanted to bring for real. They started to see this is an option to get into makeup. And now we have such brilliant makeup artists here on the island. And they're now even so learned that they're now having their own staff. You get me? So this is amazing. So I must say, you know, I think you were a champion being the first person to introduce that here. I think you made some strides there in that light positively.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I'm so happy it was well received. And I'm so proud of all the women that are actually doing that, because it's so phenomenal. And listen, people don't know, to keep going in that career, in that industry, is really difficult.
Hard.
And to watch these people have beautiful, blossoming careers that are just elevating and blossoming, it's just really beautiful to see that.
What are some of the personal traits? We're almost time to wrap up, but what are some of the personal traits that you think contributes to you being successful at whatever? Because there you are. I mean, you could have gone, like you said, you were taught a certain path, you know, the status quo was this is the line. If you want to be successful, you want to be counted amongst what seems to be successful as far as society standard is concerned. But you did not, and you have transformed into a field that you had a passion for, and you have brought the same element of respect to it. What sort of character traits does it take to be able to do that? Because the ordinary person would probably not. They will always probably went into it and felt inferior, as opposed to raising the bar and changing how people viewed it or received it. And this is what you did. You decided this is what it is. And it was seen in a certain way, but you brought a certain standard to it that brought it just on par with any other lucrative or accepted career path out there. So what is the key to doing these things?
The key to doing that and anything else, number one, is truly, truly believing in yourself. Truly believing in yourself. Even if there's no one that stands beside you, if God gave you a vision or God put, or you know, whatever you believe in, the universe, whatever, if you get that inclination that's something you were meant to do something, and if no one, absolutely no one believes you, I do not care. Believe in yourself, okay? And keep pushing and keep going, okay? Because I always say, they didn't give no one else a vision, but you with yours. So don't expect people to see what was given to you. It is yours. So you got to believe in that. You got to own that. And you got to just be operate in that authentically and genuinely, okay? And don't chase money because it's inevitable.
But do you think that's a character? That is something that is unique, though? That everybody don't seem to have that. That you might have it. That comes naturally to you. That's part of who you were. You were the fabric of what makes Tala up. But what about people who are? Mm-hmm. It's difficult for them to do. It might seem easy for us, people like us, because it's in there, and we might be thinking it's easy for someone else to do. And they might be looking at it like it's a mountain to climb, and I can't do it. And they keep questioning themselves, and they think they think that we have an advantage. They think that we're special. They think that we're special. That's why we could have done it. So how would you get them to get over that mindset?
So the first thing is, I'm gonna put that out there. Shameless plug. That's why I'm a life coach, because I help people discover.
Okay. But- I was waiting to see when you go throw it in there. You see me?
Okay.
Wonderful.
Divine Transformational Coaching on Instagram, okay?
Okay.
Or, you know, love divine. But seriously speaking, the reality is everyone is special. But you have to start thinking and believing that. Yes. I can't do that for you. Yes. No one can do that for you. You have to do that for you. And and honestly speaking, if people are willing to be like, crudely honest with their self and just say, hey, I can do that. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. If you had the vision and it was given to you, you could do it. You have to believe in your abilities. And understand the most important thing is every pro was once an amateur.
That's right.
So don't expect to become this overnight sensation. I know social media has this beautiful thing where people just look like they blow up instantly. No, honey, it takes years. This beat on my face, it took years for me to perfect that. Years. You know what I'm saying? So people need to be patient with themselves. Be patient with yourself and understand that every pro was once an amateur. So be patient, believe in yourself, and keep going no matter what.
Tala, you know what? We were about to wrap up, but this note you left me on there, like, it's like the perfect wrap-up note, you see? That sort of inspiration there. But, you know, well, let's just shift it a little bit, because we might have people here with this whole pandemic and a lot of things are happening and people are losing hope. Some people are not as, you know, they're a little weaker than some and, you know, they might be losing hope.
Right.
What can you share with our listeners? Just give them some hope, you know, let them know that, you know. They don't have to give up yet.
I think, you know, as cliche as it sounds, the mere fact that you are here to even listen to us have a conversation, you've already won.
Yeah.
We know thousands of people who know people that have passed away. That in itself is proof that you have something special to bring to the world, and your time is not done, and your days are not done yet. But there's still something that you need to do. And that's true. Because everybody has an expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone does. Whether you like it or not, you have an expiration date. And if your expiration date has not come yet, honey, that means that you still have something to do.
There
is
exactly.
And I really want to stress this. Everyone is not meant to be the platform speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be honest here. Sometimes your gift and your talent is to be a bomb mechanic, period, or an amazing plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Why does everybody think like this amazingness needs to come with like a stage?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? sometimes your calling is to just be an amazing woman in the canteen who provides amazing food for children. Food is love. There's so much. If people understand the depth of that.
Yes. Purpose.
Like,
purpose.
Food is love. It's like, yeah, purpose. Mm. Like, sometimes you're just the woman who's called to be in the canteen, giving that good plate of food with a little bit of words wrapped up with it. You know,
absolutely.
Everybody, you know, you just have to understand it don't always come with a stage. Mm-hmm. Know that. Believe that.
Awesome. I like that. Honestly, I felt that and I like that. And this is so true. This is so true. Learning your purpose. And once you learn it and you've owned it, you'll be the best at it. And you'll get the same level of respect like anybody else.
Same level.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Right. Same level.
Tala, how can we follow? Because we know we have Life Coach now, so we could go follow you now. Tell me how we're staying connected with you on all of the social fronts.
That's right. Follow me on Divine Transformational Coaching on Instagram. Okay, that's my coaching Instagram site. Or if you want to see some makeup, you could follow me on beauty_Tala. And if you want to, you know, jump on and have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, because I'm a whole lot of
I know it is.
Because I do interviews also called Dish with Divine on my Instagram.
Oh yeah, I catch a few of them sometimes. Yeah, I catch a few of them sometimes.
Yeah, _love_divine. And that's on Instagram. You could catch that. So yeah, you guys should follow me. Come on through.
Come on over.
All love. It's iron sharpening iron. I could learn anything from anyone. I ain't too big or too small to learn nothing. I am a student of life forever. Mm. I'm a sponge. And I just love it.
Absolutely. You are a breath of fresh air. That too, added.
Oh,
and we were blessed to have you this morning. It was exactly what I anticipated. Organic, just aww, natural and just flowed. And I'm getting the what I anticipated. Organic, just aww, natural and just flowed. And I'm getting the feedback on my feeds as well. If you have a God given talent, you don't need to wait for a job or wait on a government to do your thing.
Believe it and do your thing. Now we have all the mediums to do our thing, right?
Let's do
all the mediums.
Absolutely.
But Marine, I really enjoyed talking to you. Tell them half an hour is just not enough.
I know.
Okay.
I know. We could have that conversation a whole day. But you know what? Maybe I'll jump on your show one day.
maybe. Honey, you better.
We're going to do that. And we'll have some fun over there as well. We can definitely do that. Thank you
That's
so very
right,
much.
My love.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
And you keep blessing the world, man. You keep blessing the world. You keep blessing. That personality is infectious. Love you.
Ooh,
she's gorgeous, isn't it?
Love you too, babe. Bye.
Oh, God. I love her. Gorgeous. You see her? Oh, the world needs people like her, innit? Breath of fresh air. So that's it, guys. She Speaks. A wrap on She Speaks. We take a word from our sponsors. And then when we come back, we get down with the rest of our programming right here. The Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need. And Court St. Lucia, bringing value home.